This is the last of the miscellaneous group. I had taken a summer trip with a tour group to New Mexico, one summer. And one of the places that we went to was the site of the Pueblo Revolt of 1680. In the Pueblo Revolt, the Indians were incredibly successful in driving the Spaniards out, at least for a while, although they returned 30 years later and reestablished Spanish control. But for the moment, the Pecos Indians had success. And this poem, a double sonnet, is called Before the Pueblo Revolt, 1680, and tries to express the view of the revolution that was about to happen from one side, then the other. Before the Pueblo Revolt, 1680, number one, Fray Andres Juarez. Their pagan rites were never merely quaint. They quarreled with the central fact of God. I had to coax and wheedle, push and prod to save these people, even by constraint. We spoil the children when we spare the rod. If they would travel where the Savior trod, they'd have to heed my word. Oh, I'm no saint, but not the devil either. Vows are vows. I pledged my life to Christ. I honed my mind to work to be all God might call me to and bring to pass such joys as God allows, which they resisted. I tried to be kind, but when that failed, did what I had to do. Part two, the Pecos Indians. They told us of their God. We welcomed him. One other one to make petition to. But no, they said, his worship must exclude all others. So the tribal dance, the drum, were banned, since to maintain them would blaspheme their sovereign one, which could not be excused. And we complied at first. The corn still grew, the rivers ran, we let the kingdom come. But soon old gods of seasons, sun and rain, came back to warn us of their wrath. The ground turned hard and dry. Its unremitting lack killed children first. Dances began again and were suppressed. Our kivas were destroyed. We got up off our knees then and we struck.